Hey, beautiful lady. Do you know the different ways that you can heal trauma? Do you know that one of them includes moving your eyes? There is a connection between how your eyes move and how you heal your trauma. This is part of the technique known as eye movement desensitization and reprocessing, also nicknamed EMDR. Today, we are going to talk about what EMDR is and how moving your eyes can actually heal your trauma. Welcome to the Stress Release for Christian Women podcast. My name's Laura, and I am a mental health practitioner, a Christian woman, and a survivor of mental health dysfunctions and disorders on all ends of the stress spectrum. In this podcast, we are going to be talking about stress and mental health from God's perspective, what mental health resources help to turn it all off, and how you can find peace in your mind and body no matter what storm is raging around you. We are going to be talking about some heavier topics that are not suitable for kids. So if you've got kiddos with you, grab some headphones or save this podcast for later. And know that this information is simply here for educational purposes only, not to replace any advice from a trained mental or physical health care professional. If you do need resources for that, you can check out my website, which is linked in the show notes below. So settle in, take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth, and let's learn, grow, and find peace in your mind and body together. Hey, beautiful lady. Welcome back to the Stress Release for Christian Women podcast, and welcome back to our fourth series called Healing Your Trauma. This series is here to help you understand what resources are available to help you heal trauma. Whether or not you know if you have trauma, any of these resources can help you uncover them if you do and help you heal it. And you can find links for these resources down below in the show notes under practitioner directories. And I want to encourage you, before you ever even look up help for getting healing or hire anyone, to let God lead the search for you. He is the almighty counselor. And honestly, he's the only one who truly knows every detail about what's going on inside of you, in your brain, in your body, and in your mental health. And he's the only one who knows if it's trauma or not, and what all the details of that are. So he's the only one who truly knows what resource or technique, if you will, is best for you. And he's the only one who knows what person is best for you, and what time and what day. So let him lead on this. Because if you let him pick where you go, it's going to be right for you in this moment. And oftentimes that can mean healing can be a little bit easier, a little bit safer, a little bit more efficient. So I just encourage you to pray and let God lead to everything, even what episode and what podcast you're listening to and what you type into Google or your favorite search engine, and who you hire to get help, because when he picks, it's always the right choice. And today I am going to start introducing you to four of the main mental health techniques that can help you heal your trauma. This is going to span 8 episodes, so each technique will cover 2 episodes. And today we're going to start with something known as eye movement desensitization and reprocessing, which is nicknamed EMDR. Today, we're going to talk about what EMDR is, how it works, and how it can help reduce some of the symptoms you might be carrying from different dysfunctions and disorders in your life. And then next week, I want to walk you through what it's like to heal with EMDR, kind of guiding you through what the sessions are going to look like, what to expect with a healing process using this technique, and how to hire the right practitioner for you and for your trauma. So starting today with an overview of what this technique is. EMDR is a trauma healing technique that uses a combination of eye movements along with therapeutic techniques to heal trauma. And these therapeutic techniques include psychodynamic therapy, cognitive behavioral therapy, experiential therapy, physiological therapy, and interactional therapy. So there's a lot going on there. As a client or a patient, you are going to be led through a memory or parts of your memory with trauma. And you may not know that any of those therapies are happening, but your therapist or trauma coach is going to know what they're doing to fuse those in to help guide your brain into healing the trauma. Oftentimes it's in how you think about things, how you word things, how you perceive things. And then the eye movements back and forth facilitate in the release of trauma as well. And this fusion of techniques is going to allow your brain to safely revisit a traumatic memory while releasing trauma. And it does this by having you focus on an external stimuli while revisiting the memory. This external stimuli is the watching someone's finger move back and forth, which gets your eyes to move back and forth. So they're going to move their hand in front of you and they're going to say, follow my finger, and it'll get your eyes to go back and forth in this rapid motion that helps release the trauma. And we call this dual attention stimuli. And what that means is your brain is going to be focusing on the finger in front of you while simultaneously focusing on a trauma memory. And the purpose for this, there's many purposes for this, but the dual attention stimuli purpose is that it's going to keep your attention partially in the present moment. And that's going to allow you to safely revisit the trauma memory, which has pain and fight, flight, freeze responses and emotions wrapped up in it, without getting lost in all of that pain. And then the fusion of the external stimuli with the therapeutic techniques help your brain and nervous system release the trauma from your brain and body. So there's a healing going on, as well as this technique that's ensuring you stay safe while you do it. Because trauma is a very big thing that has a strategy to it to heal it safely and properly. And there's a lot of pain, and we just want to make sure that you safely release all that pain without adding more. And with these external stimuli, the most common form is eye movements, which is why it's called eye movement desensitization and reprocessing. But if there's anything medically going on with your eyes and you can't do eye movements, there's other ways to do this external stimuli as well. And that includes rhythmic tapping with your hands. So using your hands to tap the opposite side of your body, which is going to alternate left, right, left, right. It's going to do the same thing in your brain as if your eyes were going left, right, left, right. You could also do auditory stimulation near your ears, where you hear a sound on the left side and then a sound on the right side, and they go back and forth as well. And there's a couple different ways that this works to heal your trauma. And some of these ways have been proven in the research. Some of them are still just believed to be part of how it heals trauma, but they can't definitively prove it yet. And I'll walk you through which ones have been proven and which are just believed as of right now. The first, as I mentioned before, is that it keeps you from getting lost in the painful memory and all the emotions that came with it. So a part of healing your trauma involves being safe. Your brain cannot heal trauma if it doesn't feel safe. And with this, if you just focused on a trauma memory, your brain would get lost in that memory. And what that means is that it would forget the present moment, and your brain would start to believe that you were reliving the past in real time. And that's beautiful if it's a good memory. But when it has trauma, it's more of a nightmare. And your brain is going to believe that there is danger attacking you in whatever way there was danger before, whether it was physical or sexual, verbal, emotional, psychological, whatever was happening to you physically, mentally, emotionally, and or spiritually when you traumatized, your brain is going to believe that it's happening again. And because the brain is going to go through this misunderstanding where it loses the present moment and it gets lost in this past, it's enough to shift you into fight, flight, freeze, that survival mode response when you traumatize. And because there's not any danger actually attacking you, there's no way to fight or flee because it's just a memory. So you'll go into freeze. And typically when you're in the freeze response, you traumatize. In freeze, your brain has decided you cannot run, you cannot fight, you are helpless, hopeless, and don't have any help. And that is when trauma stores and wires into the brain and body. And what this means is that if you go into the freeze response when reliving a memory, you can actually traumatize again. And we call this re-traumatization. This might be really hard to hear. It can feel like such a trap from God that it's already hard. We have trauma and now we can re-traumatize just by going into a flashback, going into the memory and getting lost in it. It's just part of this fallen world. So if you have trauma, just taking a brief tangent off of talking about EMDR, if you have trauma, it's possible to re-traumatize when you get triggered with that trauma. It's possible that you can get lost in the memory, not know where you are, go into freeze and re-traumatize. So if you've ever felt like you were fine until you went to a certain place or talked to a certain person or did something, and now you're not fine and nothing bad happened, it is possible that you got triggered, went into freeze, and re-traumatized. Because this can happen not only if you get lost in the memory, but also if you just get flooded with that response again through a trigger. The good news is that there are techniques to heal. So getting back to EMDR on this, what this means for healing is that if you go into a memory and try to relive the memory by talking about it or just thinking about it, you can re-traumatize. So trauma healing techniques are intentionally going to distract your brain a little bit so that you're not just revisiting the memory. And that's how you stay safe. If you've ever been in therapy and they've had you talk through the whole thing and it didn't go well, it's because of this. Unfortunately, the information on trauma is fairly new and it hasn't made its way into the academic world much yet. And a lot of typical therapies have you walk through the story. But when there's trauma, that is the exact opposite that you want someone to go through because of this risk of re-traumatization. So if that's ever happened to you and you felt like it didn't heal when it should have, or you felt like it got worse, I want you to know that I am so sorry you lived through that. I'm guessing they didn't know the science of trauma and they did the best they could given the information they had, and that was the wrong way to approach it, and that you can actually heal trauma using trauma healing techniques, because they're going to keep you safe from doing that. And then they're going to access the parts of the brain and the body that do actually heal trauma. So with EMDR, the way we distract the brain to keep you a little bit in the present moment is through these eye movements. And again, if you can't do eye movements, it'll be rhythmic tapping with your hands or the auditory noises on each side of your ears. Now, the second way that EMDR can heal trauma is that it provides something known as bilateral stimulation. And what this means is it's going to stimulate both sides of your brain, the left hemisphere and the right hemisphere. These two hemispheres of your brain communicate with each other constantly to run your life. The left side is responsible for logic and reasoning. The right side is responsible for emotions and how you feel things in life. And so both of these are very important in how you perceive the world and how your brain functions and lets you perceive the world. And when there's trauma, they get disconnected. They stop communicating with each other like they're supposed to. And what they have figured out is that bilateral stimulation, meaning stimulating and kind of waking up and talking to each side of the brain back and forth, can help bring it back online and can help these two parts of your brain start communicating together again. And in EMDR, we see that through the constant back and forth, either with your eyes, your hands, or your ears, left, right, left, right, left, right. And when you go left, the right hemisphere of your brain pays attention. And when you go right, the left hemisphere of your brain pays attention because they actually control the opposite side of your body. So every time you move your eyes that way, or you feel the sensation on your skin, or you hear the noise, that part of your brain tunes in because it's perceiving that sensory information, and that kicks it online and starts speaking to it and kind of waking it up. And while you do this, as you work through trauma, it helps kind of bring it back online. Now, they can't fully prove this yet, so it's just believed, but they believe this is how it's helping release the trauma. EMDR has been proven that it can heal trauma, even PTSD. So this is just an understanding of what the researchers believe, how it does that and how it helps release the trauma. The third way it can help is that it's believed that it can help your brain consolidate the trauma memory. A memory consolidation is the technical name for the process where your brain takes a short-term memory and turns it into a long-term memory. All your memories start in short-term during the day that they're created, the day that all that stuff happens. And then it's predicted that when you sleep at night and you go through REM sleep, known as rapid eye movement, that your brain consolidates these memories. And that's kind of like a secretary taking a massive stack of files on her desk and filing them away in the filing cabinet at the end of the day. So now they're tucked away, and if you need them, you can open the drawer and access them. But otherwise, they're tucked away and they're not in your way. And if you're not a paper person, this is like having everything on your desktop and then filing it away in those folders so your desktop is clean. And so memory consolidation is how your brain can have all these memories without having to consciously focus on them throughout your day. And when there's trauma, the memory cannot get consolidated. So a trauma memory is hung up in short term. It's hung up as a short-term memory and it can't get consolidated. And because of the fact that you're doing EMDR with all these eye movements back and forth that are very, very similar to what your eyes do when you dream during REM sleep, they believe that it has something to do with healing the trauma, that maybe it's recreating that memory consolidation process, or maybe it's kind of kicking it online and saying, hey, it's okay to consolidate this now. And that's going to aid in the healing of the trauma. And the fourth way that EMDR can heal trauma, it's believed that it helps release the fight, flight, freeze response from your body, i.e. your nervous system, which is part of the trauma. Studies of people who have done EMDR to heal show that there are physiological changes in their bodies during the sessions, such as a lower heart rate, slower breathing, reduced sweating. All these things are signs that the body is calming down, coming out of a fight, flight, freeze state into rest and digest. And they believe that that is the fight, flight, freeze response releasing from your body, releasing that part of the trauma from your brain, from your body, and that connection of that response with the memory. Now, when you heal your trauma, any of the symptoms of that trauma are going to disappear completely. And what we've found is that a lot of the symptoms of trauma line up with a lot of the symptoms of different disorders and dysfunctions in life. And we have found that trauma can be a root cause of these disorders and dysfunctions. Oftentimes, it's not the only root cause. Oftentimes, it's one of many. But what this means in your life is that if you heal trauma, you're going to see a reduction in symptoms of some of your disorders and dysfunctions if trauma was the root cause of them. And EMDR is a trauma healing technique. In fact, it's primarily known for healing trauma, including PTSD. So it's possible that by healing your trauma with EMDR, you can actually see a reduction in some, if not all, of the symptoms from your disorders and/or dysfunctions. Again, this is only if trauma is a root cause, one of the root causes or the only one. And the research in EMDR has shown that the disorders and dysfunctions they're finding people are benefiting from, having relief from, include phobias. And this would be like if you have a dog phobia that crops up after you had a bad dog bite, healing the trauma from the dog bite can eradicate that dog phobia. This also includes panic disorders. Panic attacks and anxiety attacks are your nervous system shifting you into the fight, flight, freeze response. And if trauma is the thing that triggered that fight, flight, freeze response, healing that trauma is going to eradicate you being in that state. You'll stay in rest and digest. A panic disorder is usually when you're having enough panic and anxiety attacks that they're happening all the time. They're happening enough of the time that it's really affecting a lot of your life. And so if you're being triggered that constantly, it's probably likely that you are at a higher level of trauma, like complex trauma or maybe even PTSD. And there could be other things causing the panic disorders, but healing that trauma, especially if it's these high levels of trauma, could potentially eradicate that disorder. And the third one is agoraphobia, which is oftentimes believed to be the fear of leaving the house, but it's really a fear of being in certain places where you may feel trapped and like you can't escape. So if you have trauma that happened at a certain place, whether someone abused you, maybe you got in a car accident, there's something specific about that place or places like that. This can create this phobia where you don't want to leave, you don't want to go to those places because you worry that you might be in danger or even just have that panic attack again. And you're going to feel trapped and feel helpless and feel scared. So healing the trauma can release the symptoms of agoraphobia, possibly even eradicate them if the trauma has led to that. And lastly, this one is not going to eradicate it, but just reducing the symptoms. It's schizophrenia. If you have trauma and you have schizophrenia, the trauma can exacerbate the symptoms of the schizophrenia. So healing the trauma is going to stop exacerbating them and can lessen the severity of those symptoms. And so because healing trauma releases the fight, flight, freeze response from your survival brain and nervous system, it rewires limiting beliefs that got wired in during the trauma about you and your life. And it releases negative emotions that came with that trauma. The responses, the triggers that happen with trauma, the limiting beliefs, the emotions, all of this oftentimes are the symptoms of dysfunctions and disorders. That fight, flight, freeze response with these beliefs that don't really add up and these emotions, they do oftentimes mimic or are identical to things like anxiety and depression and insomnia and phobias and panic disorders. And so when you really start to look at trauma, you can see how it can be the dysfunction of the disorder, or at least be part of that. So So using EMDR to heal trauma oftentimes is going to reduce your symptoms, if not eradicate them entirely. Next week, we are going to continue talking about EMDR, shifting into what it's like to heal with EMDR. So I'm going to walk you through what the different sessions are going to look like. There's actually an 8-phase process that you go through with EMDR. So sessions look different week to week. I'm going to talk about what to expect throughout the healing process. While you are releasing trauma and healing, sometimes there can be ups and downs, highs and lows. And so we're going to talk about what that process really feels like and can look like. And I'm going to walk you through how to hire the right EMDR practitioner for you, how to find the right person, where their directories are, and how to really find the right person for your trauma. If you are ready to begin healing your trauma today, and you are wanting to look up practitioner directories and start finding someone for this, there's a link down in the show note for practitioner directories of trauma-informed therapists as well as trauma coaches. The therapy directory is just for America, but the coaching directories are international, and it's labeled Search Practitioner Directories for One-on-One Help. And you can find the main EMDR practitioner directory on that page. And if you do have trauma, you're struggling with the triggers and the life-altering effects that they bring, I want you to know that there's other resources available to help you through that healing process while you're getting help to heal the trauma. We'll talk more about this next week, but the healing process is not always smooth sailing. And sometimes there are triggers and sometimes there are emotions, and that can be really hard to live through whether you're getting help or not. So I've created a resource for you to help you through that, to help you turn off the triggers, come out of that state of fight, flight, freeze, and come back into the state of rest and digest, which is peace in your mind and body. So in the show notes, you're going to find a link to a free video, which is one of my favorite mental health techniques for turning off these triggers. It's a quick 5-minute exercise that will shift you back into the state of peace in your mind and body. And then there's a full membership of videos and an audio, including that free one, to help you turn off those triggers, as well as release some of the emotions that came with them. I always encourage healing in one-on-one sessions, like EMDR or any of the other techniques we're talking about in this series. And I used to have PTSD, and I know what it's like to not be okay in between those sessions. And so I wanted to create a resource so that you could find peace even when you're not one-on-one with your practitioner, because you deserve to live and thrive in this state of peace in your mind and body. And God wants that for you. So if you're struggling with trauma and the damaging effects that can come with it, I want you to know that it's not only okay to get help, it's really beautiful. I hope this episode opened you up to a new way of healing, to understanding one of the cool ways that you can actually get help to heal trauma, that it might be kind of goofy to move your eyes back and forth really rapidly, but that there's actually a whole science that teams up with how God created your brain and your body to undo the pain that Satan caused. And that while it might be weird, it's really effective. It's been scientifically proven. It's safe. And that you can be free from this pain, because you deserve that. And I hope that if you've ever been in therapy and you have been forced to share the whole story of what happened to you, and it was hard and it didn't heal, and maybe it got worse, that there's a reason for that, that I'm so sorry it happened to you. They never should have done that. And that we now know why that didn't work and why it went awry if it did. And that we know how to help you undo any pain that came out of that as well as the trauma that you were trying to get through as well. And while it's hard to know that you might have additional pain because of that mistake, there is legitimate help that can heal all of this now to free you, because you do deserve that. So from one survivor of this hard life to another, I'm praying for you. I love you. I hope you have a beautiful day. Take care. Thank you so much for listening today. If you liked this episode and are looking for some additional resources to help you turn off your stress, including overwhelm, anxiety, panic, and trauma triggers, check out my free mental health video linked in the show notes below. In it, I guide you through one of my favorite mental health techniques for turning off all of that stress in less than 5 minutes, no matter where you are. Truly, you can turn off your stress in under 5 minutes in public, and no one will ever know. It's that amazing. Download it from the link in the show notes below and let me carry you back to this state of peace in your mind and body. I'm praying for you. I love you. I hope you have a beautiful day. Take care.